Welcome to Phoneboy Speaks, a short podcast about whatever mobile technology, social media, geek culture, information security, or general tech douchebaggery that happens to be on my mind. When I was fleshing out my my last podcast slash blog post, I'd hit on an idea related to the divisiveness of the politics and social media and that kind of stuff that's been happening lately. And I had originally had it in the draft I was working on, but I decided to remove it because I didn't think it necessarily had a place. But I also decided that I wanted to explore that idea a bit more. Namely, what I've observed and what seems to be happening today with the internet reminds me of a story from the Old Testament of the Bible or the Torah, if you're Jewish. It's the story about the Tower of Babel, and I'm going to read to you from Genesis chapter 11, verses 1 through 4. "And the whole earth was of one language and of one speech. And it came to pass, as they journeyed east, that they found a plain in the land of Shinar, and they dwelt there. And they said one to another, 'Come, let us make brick and burn them thoroughly.' And they had brick for stone, and slime they had for mortar. And they said, 'Come, let us build a city, a tower, with its top in heaven, and let us make a name, lest we be scattered abroad upon the face of the whole earth.'" The internet allows us to communicate across vast distances with anyone and everyone, regardless of physical location, bringing us all to the same virtual location. While there are a lot of languages still spoken on the internet, the predominant one used is English. It has taken a lot of metaphorical bricks and mortar and several decades to build, but build it we have, and people have gathered on the internet. It's not just the network, of course, as the network we now refer to as the internet has been around since the end of 1969. It's the fact that we now carry access to it in our pockets, thanks to our smartphones. Our incessant use of social media ensures that we are constantly reminded of other people out there, and interaction is merely a few taps away. Now I'll read the second half of the story from the Tower of Babel from Genesis chapter 11, verses 5 through 9. "And the Lord came down to see the city and the tower, which the children of men builded. And the Lord said, 'Behold, they are one people, and they have all one language, and this is what they begin to do. And now nothing will be withholden from them which they purpose to do. Come, let us go down, and there confound their language, that they may not understand one another's speech.' So the Lord scattered them abroad from thence upon the face of all the earth, and they left off to build the city. Therefore the name of it called Babel, because the Lord did there confound the language of all the earth, and from thence did the Lord scatter them abroad upon the face of all the earth." The United States just experienced the most contentious presidential election in the United States in many people's lifetimes, during which people shared countless political memes, articles, and statements. And quite frankly, this is still continuing. Many of the resulting threads were contentious and argumentative. Not only that, but our exposure to this was constant between social media and the more traditional forms of media. What are the people doing as a result of all this? They're unfriending people. They're blocking them. They're muting them, refusing to discuss certain issues, or simply logging off the internet. They're unable or maybe unwilling to communicate with someone who voted differently than they did, posting messages that I won't even read the one that I had linked in the blog post I'd written. But it's basically like I can't even describe it. It's too much. And the messages are there to just in case anybody tries to engage them with a different point of view. It just lets them know, don't do it. You're not a friend if you even approach the subject. Very similar to some of the stuff I had covered in my previous podcast / blog post. It's not exactly the same as the Lord being responsible for confounding our language so that they may not understand one another's speech, but it all seems to have the same effect. And it doesn't take a rabbi or a priest to see the parallels. Just so you know, I don't plan on quoting Bible verses on a regular basis. This is just one of those things that as I was going through, just thinking these things out, it's just one of the things I remember from the youth. It was the Tower of Babel story, and it just seemed very appropriate given the what's going on right now. Just an observation. It's not really, there's no sign that I'm going to go one way or the other on these things, but there's good, good ideas can be gathered from many different places, and this was just one of those ideas I had that I figured I would share. Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. Visit phoneboy.com/ps on the web for more information.